At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Sports. And they all wear a whistle, yeah, it's stupid. But what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles.
I don't know, that sports hits weird, doesn't it? Like, scares me. It just felt like somebody's yelling, "Arr!" But it said sports. That's what's up. Hey, everybody. 25 Whistles brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. And the question is, did Koepka choke or did Rom just come to play? What do you think, Kevin?
I think Rom is a savage, man. I love watching him play, especially that last day. Koepka is known for choking, but Rom just has that look in his eye. He's like, I know it's for the taking, and it's going to be mine.
I like that Rom won because I think he deserves the Masters and sometimes some of the other major winners. The Masters seems like the most elusive one, the hardest one to get because the biggest deal is made about it.
Yep.
I mean, heck, they got their own app. You can't. There are no phones. I think he deserved to win it at some point, so I'm glad to see it happen. I think Koepka choked too, mostly because what did he play, like over 20 holes and no birdies?
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you said, hey, Bobby, you get 20 holes, see if you get a birdie. I'm probably still not going to get one, but maybe. And he's a pro. He got no birdies. He went 23 straight holes. Now, you got to be honest and fair that it was pouring down rain for some of that as well. And it was hard to do anything with the rain just because it came hard. It came light, and then it came hard, and then it stayed hard for a while. But man, once it got pretty, it was awesome again.
Yeah, Sunday was beautiful.
I felt bad for those guys that played later in the day on day two because they got their rounds. One, it was really wet, and then two, it was suspended. They had to get up early in the morning and play even earlier again. So I think Justin Thomas was a victim of that, at getting stuck in the bad weather. Not that he played great anyway, but you're just not going. And then the greens are wet, and so you're having to play different distances because your ball's not going to spin as much. There are a lot of different things that I would like to say I've learned since I started playing golf, but I don't do that crap either. I'm not good enough to, so I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it too. They were all short. Everybody was short with the rain, with the greens, no roll. So, but I'm going to go more of a Koepka choke, but Rom was there. The first hole, day one, I think he double bogeyed the sucker.
Yeah. I think four putted.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, four putted, double bogeyed.
I mean, I do it all the time. A little four putting. Four putt never hurts me.
No.
Not with what I'm trying to win anyway. Yeah. But yeah, there you go. John Rahm, two-time major champion, 2021 U.S. Open being his other one. He is the fourth Spanish golfer to win the Masters. The first one since Sergio in 2017. It was his fourth PGA win of 2023. John Rahm, killer. You're right. He's a killer.
I like that.
And he's kind of got a fat belly. Like, he's tall, skinny guy with fat belly. And I like that.
And he was eating like the last five holes.
Yeah. Like, I like tall, skinny guy with fat belly guy.
Yeah.
Because he's putting in the work, obviously, to play golf. You know what? If he wears a tight shirt, he doesn't care. He doesn't care what other people think about him. Mm-mm. That's what I like about that dude. Mm. He can have fat belly. He can be skinny everywhere else. He's going to tuck his shirt in. And if you don't like his belly, that's on you.
Skinny fat.
I can admire somebody skinny fat because I live some of my life skinny fat.
Yes.
Koepka, 6 bogeys in that 23 holes and finished tied with Phil, which, by the way, Phil Mickelson shot a 65. The crowd just kind of didn't care. Some would be like, there you go, Phil. But Phil's an enemy because Phil is like the spokesperson of LIV.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not spokesperson. But who we feel is like the guy that represents them because he went for a bunch of money. He wears all black now, which is weird. Like, he totally took on the Hollywood Hogan role. I was rooting for Phil Mickelson, and I always root for Phil Mickelson.
Absolutely.
And he kind of just shot up in that last day, ended up in second, slowly, step, step, step. Spieth also was playing some really good golf yesterday. He hit that one to the left in the woods. I don't think he was ever going to come back and compete to win it, but he was a couple strokes back from whomever was in second place, which is probably Koepka at that point. And he, I think on 17 or 18, maybe 18, he pulled it into the woods, and then he was kind of done from there. But but Spieth played really well. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I like Jordan. I've got to play golf with him twice. Super nice guy.
Wow.
Super fun guy.
Really?
Played with him at the Colonial and the Pro-Am there. And it's not like I just got to play with Jordan Spieth, but the Colonial had a Pro-Am. They invited me, and they said, hey, come out, and it's a celebrity Pro-Am. Is there anybody that you'd like to play with? I didn't know any golfer. I don't know any pro golfers anyway. And so I called Jake Owen and I said, hey, who should I play with? And he said, is Jordan playing? I said, yeah. He goes, play with Jordan. I'll call him. And so I said, okay. And so he calls him and he's like, okay, cool. That was it. That's Jake and Jordan are buddies.
Like
so
a full round with him?
We played at least 9, maybe more than that.
Wow.
And then we ended up playing at Pebble Beach. We played a par 3 course together. He came and sat with us when we ate, but him and Jake are buddies, so I've just, through association, I've gotten to know him. I don't have his phone number.
Okay. Dang. I was going to say, let's get him on the pod.
I know, I don't have his phone number, but I do have Jim Nance's.
That's true. That's just, even better.
Yeah, even better. I'm just scared to call Jim Nance.
Still haven't called?
No. It ended yesterday. It ended last night.
I know.
I assume he took a private flight home, but maybe later on this week.
Okay.
Reed, would you be intimidated to text Jim Nance?
I would say go for it.
Would you be intimidated to text Jim Nance?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be.
But why are you saying go? I'm going to have to, but why would you tell me just go for it?
I mean, I would
if you wouldn't do it.
I mean, I don't know. I think if you got his number, just send him a follow-up like, hey, man, hope you're doing good.
What would you say? Tell me what to say. Hope you're doing good?
Be like, hey, man, you sounded great on the Masters.
Oh, come on. I can't do that. I can't go with a compliment like a normal everyday compliment.
This is butt. Be like, hey, were you busy last week? I was going to give you a call.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all I would say.
Hey, you sounded good.
On the Masters. Yeah, you sounded incredible on the Masters.
Okay. Yeah. But what's my action point? Because you got to ask like a question or have a direction. Because if I just go, hey, man, it's Bobby Bones here. You sounded great at the Masters. All he's going to reply back with is, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I treat it like it's a girl you're wanting to date. And you text her and you got to chum something back.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, hey, you looked great yesterday.
And you got to play a little hard to get.
I don't know if I can play hard with Jim Nance.
That's true.
Mike, what do you think?
I think you go for it. Ask for the dinner. Ask him on a date.
A dinner? I'm just trying to get him on the podcast here.
No, you got to go for it.
Tiger Woods withdrew on Sunday due to a foot injury. It did look sad when he was kind of hobbling around in the green.
Yeah.
He aggravated a previous injury. He finished 47th overall. He made the cut because Justin Thomas didn't. I was watching, and if Justin Thomas would have even fallen to plus three, they'd have all made it. But I think he even fell out, and Justin Thomas did not make the cut. And I think Eddie picked Justin Thomas?
Yes.
In our parlay, and we did not hit that. Mm-hmm. I do want to check in on the others in a second, but the play was suspended on a Friday at a time due to those 3 pine trees falling over on the 17th hole. Massive trees, timber-type trees, not just limbs coming off a tree, full timber! The fact that nobody was hit by anything...
Wild.
Wild, because everybody was standing in that area anyway because it's behind a hole.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So there you go. Your Masters recap. Congratulations to John Rahm. Your payouts for this. John Rahm won $3.2 million for finishing first. Phil Mickelson and Koepka each won $1.6 million. They tied for second. Tied for fourth, since there were three, Russell Henley, Patrick Reed, and Jordan Spieth, they won $744,000. Cam Young and Hovland, $600,000. Hovland's one that jumped out day one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was like five under, six under, quickly. You know what? And he played pretty well. To stay there, he wasn't expected to be up there. But you know, they were talking to Koepka. Was it Russell Henley who was playing so slow in the group ahead of him? Because he said Rahm used the bathroom seven times. The pace was so slow. That's like going to a muni, and there's a sixum ahead of you. And you're not supposed to play with sixums, but they set it off where two of them went, and there's four, and they all just combined like hole three to try to get one over on the system.
Yeah.
Whoever was ahead of them was extremely slow. And then the, I'm going to say his name wrong, but I watched him on Full Swing. Sahith Theegala?
Yeah.
I loved him on the show. That was like a dude, you're like, that's a dude you want to hang out with. He seems so nice, hardworking. First time he moved out of his parents' house. He has an apartment. He's doing laundry for the first time.
But he's doing laundry?
Yeah. And he's like, I got to make, and he finishes top 10, made $500,000.
And he was all stoked.
Scheffler did finish 10th, so we would have hit the Scheffler top 10 in the parlay. Scheffler, Fitzpatrick, Morikawa, they all finished tied for 10th, $432,000. Now, if you just made the cut, so 53rd, Keith Mitchell made $45,000. So he probably paid for his room and board down in Augusta.
Yeah.
Making the cut. What'd you find for me over there? I see you just diligently diving into stuff.
I am, and I'm trying to look for Jason Day. I'm pretty sure he finished like 37th. He was doing great all weekend. And then he kind of fell off.
He was up there.
He fell off, so like 37th. And then, like you said, the top 10 we did get from Scheffler there.
Here, keep looking it up.
Okay.
I'll do a little commercial here. We got a lot to talk about. But as you look that up, especially the Rudy Gobert shoulder punch, which was hilarious. All right, let's talk about DraftKings. It's NBA playoff time. That means big hoop action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Get in on the excitement of every game with a touch of a button. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Plus, everyone can score a no-sweat same-game parlay every day during the NFL playoffs. Open the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place the same game parlay on any NBA game. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. That's right. Download the app now. Sign up with the code BobbySports. New customers can make just a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. And by there, I mean your. That's right. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The code's BobbySports. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You know, talking about golf, and I'll mention this before I get over to Houston Barber, who's one of my favorite TikTok people to follow when it comes to sports news, is that Eddie and I and a couple other friends went to play a little golf on maybe Saturday, but it was cold and it was rainy. The last two times I've tried to play golf, it's been raining. It's been terrible. And I played so bad. I don't even understand how I played so bad. I don't understand how some days I can go out, and it's not just pulling it a little or slicing it a little. Some days I can go out and I can hit the ball pretty good. There are other days where I can't hit the ball. I can't get it up in the air. And I'm like, how is my body that different from one day to the next?
Mm-hmm.
How's my body so different that I can't remember how to swing? I'm not saying it wasn't a, like, I'm not saying it's just a little off. Like, oh, I had really had a bad day. You know, I was hooking them all a little to the right because I'm left-handed. No, it was terrible. There were times where I was just hosling it, whatever you call that little stick on the backside of it. It was so stupid. Eddie and I both played so terrible. We walked the course because we started playing at 3. And it was car path only. And if you drive a car and you do car path only, you get up to the ball, then you got to walk out to the ball. Then you got to go walk out the wrong clubs. You got to walk back anyway. And you got mud. So we're just like, let's just walk it about the same distance anyway. Wrong. It was muddy. And we were exhausted. We drug a cart behind us the whole time. I don't mind walking it as long as Eddie's my caddy. I've only ever walked with somebody caddying for me. But we drug this old cart and the cart was broken on the bottom of us. The bag kept falling off my cart. It fell all the way in the mud once. My white and red bag's covered in mud. It's a disaster.
Overall, horrible day.
Horrible day. So I went to the range yesterday evening for a little bit and hit balls and was like, okay, I'm good. But how come this good doesn't go out there on the course?
Yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah. I was hitting it beautiful.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, next time I go to the course, it will not be beautiful.
Probably not.
It's so annoying. All right. You got them? Or you want more time?
I need more time.
You got it. If time is what you want, time is what you get. Let's go talk to Houston Barber. This dude, so knowledgeable. Corner Blitz, such a good account to follow. And here he is. We talk about it all here. Football, basketball. Well, mostly just that. But here he is, Houston Barber. Houston, what's up, dude?
I'm doing good. Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good to see you again. Everybody listening, the Corner Blitz is one of my favorite TikTok accounts to follow. I think Houston lays it out in a way that's not only not insulting to hardcore sports fans, but also if you don't know much about sports at all, it's so entertaining that you know, you kind of start wading into it. So I think that's a good compliment. You know, you talk up and down to folks.
That's awesome. I'll take it. Thanks, too.
You know, one of the videos that I've been waiting to talk to you about was this FBI college basketball video that you'd put up. You may have put it up a month or so ago. And so it's kind of how the whole scandal fell apart and how it fell apart. But I'm going to let you tell the story. So what was the FBI doing to begin with?
So about 5 years ago or so, the FBI kind of announced out of nowhere that there was a big investigation in progress into college basketball. And when they originally announced it, it seemed like it was going to be an investigation that was going to break college basketball wide open. And a lot of the biggest names in the sport were reported to be implicated in the investigation. And, you know, media was running wild with it, talking about all that could come out of this investigation. We saw kind of drops of news come out of it. And then out of nowhere, the investigation kind of stopped and no one really suffered any consequences from it, except for a few, you know, low level assistant coaches. And a couple months ago, we found out what really happened with the investigation, which is that the FBI did have some big names involved and they set up a sting operation in Las Vegas. They got a hotel and they had an FBI agent go undercover and bring basketball coaches into Las Vegas, give them money under wiretap. And all, you know, reports are that that sting operation was a success and they got coaches, handed them money, got them on tape. But what happened was with the leftover money, the FBI agents kind of had a little bit of a spending spree in Las Vegas, spent a lot of the money on casinos and drinks. And by doing that, kind of ruined all of the evidence and investigation. And it led to the FBI kind of shutting down a lot of the funds for this investigation and ruined a lot of, you know, the good work that they were doing, and limited what the FBI was able to accomplish with that investigation. And it got a lot of people off the hook by doing that.
Which is crazy, because you just have these guys, or guys, meaning it could be men or women, but you have these guys who are trained, who have been sent there to do a job that they've also been a part of for a long time. But there's a little extra money, and they just thought they had to go spend it on, you know, some drinks and some gambling. And it spoiled the whole thing. It was like it corrupted the whole investigation. But if that leaks out, because that part of the story did, how come we're not seeing any leaks of like the tapes that they got of the coaches?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that is how a lot of programs really lucked out. And I think, you know, we obviously saw Kansas was involved. I think, you know, a lot of the Nike schools, you know, when this investigation was announced, were really the nervous ones, because that was kind of the crux of what was happening, was that these assistant coaches were making side deals with the shoe companies to get their players to sign long-term deals with the shoe companies in exchange for getting massive amounts of money to either the coaches personally or to funnel the money from the coaches to the players to get them to go to their school.
Even when you look at LSU and what happened there, in not this last season, but, you know, he got into some trouble and, you know, he's not coaching somewhere else. But was he involved in this specifically?
You know, I think he kind of had a whole world of trouble under himself, but it really was a connection of, you know, the FBI was uncovering a real, you know, thing that was happening in college basketball, which was all this under the table money. And it's really something that we knew was happening all along, and, you know, everyone kind of turned a blind eye towards. But another thing that kind of helped out these college basketball coaches was, you know, the start of NIL, and now everyone is used to college players getting paid a ton of money. So if you hear about, you know, a college basketball player getting paid, you know, $1 million, that's not quite as shocking now as it would have been, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, because when the Will Wade story came out, they had audio of a recording, and not the same, but I just imagine if he's doing it there, he's probably up in Vegas hitting it hard too. This is all speculation on my part, but if Will Wade's on a phone call and they got him recorded, I can't imagine he's not up on the Luxor, you know, going hard as well.
Exactly, yeah.
And then McNeese State hired Will Wade. Is there a couple of those coaching situations that I look at now? That'd be a tough one. Also, Ole Miss, you know, their basketball program with Beard, that would be a tough one. I mean, how eventually he has to answer questions, right? Because I've watched a couple of the pressers and he doesn't answer anything at all. Houston, what do you think that the idea is down at Ole Miss? Is it just win and who cares? Is it?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a motto that, you know, they've seen find a lot of success at other programs where, I mean, as long as you're winning, people aren't going to be asking questions. And now it flips on its head when you start losing, then people have all sorts of questions. But, you know, if you keep the fans happy, you keep the boosters happy, you can stay away from a lot of trouble.
When you look back at Bruce Pearl, who basically cooked a hamburger for a kid and, you know, gets sent out of Tennessee, you know, and he's at Auburn now. But you're right. Sometimes things that happen now, they're all okay because the rules have changed. But when it happened 10 years ago, it's a whole offense and you gotta cleanse the program.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the things that makes the NCAA so frustrating. There's a great example. You know, there was a kid from Florida State this year. He was one of their, you know, their top freshmen that they brought in. And right before the season started, he got suspended for over half the season. I think it was about 20 games or so, because he took a flight from Europe to America when he was a teenager that was paid for by some training company. The NCAA suspended him 25 games for that. It was, you know, a $300 flight. He had to miss basically his entire freshman season because of that. And then you have, you know, all of, as you mentioned, all these coaches running around doing insane things that, you know, because they're winning, because they're more powerful, you know, they don't ever face consequences. But the NCAA can really push their thumb down on people where they can find reasons to do so and know that they won't get a ton of pushback from.
What do you think about Reggie Bush? Should he get his Heisman back?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think at this point, I think, you know, unless you're in jail, you should be pretty much carte blanche for getting everything back you deserve, because I think everyone is kind of reshaping in their minds what a college athlete brings in terms of value and what they should be receiving in terms of value.
Even just gambling in general, right? I mean, the betting culture is now just a normal culture. I was doing an event and I was speaking at an event and I was sitting next to a pastor and he was like, hey, what's the line on the, and I'm like, you're a pastor. But then I go, well, I shouldn't, it's legal. There's nothing wrong with it. And he was like, yeah, I bet on these games sometimes for fun. And so even that, I leaned to like somebody like Pete Rose, who obviously has been banned from baseball because of the gambling he did back in the day. But do you feel like that's different with Pete Rose because he was betting within his sport, although he says it's not his own team?
Yeah, I mean, when you're gambling on a sport that you're an active participant on, it definitely gets into murky waters. And I think that's one of those things that, you know, any sports league should have a really hard stance on, because, you know, when you get into the actual integrity of the games and the scores themselves, you know, you can kind of ruin a lot by doing that. So I on the Pete Rose thing, I'm kind of in agreement of him. You know, it's tough because it's hard to tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose, but you do have to suffer consequences when you are in those waters.
I'll throw one more at just Calvin Ridley, who was suspended for all 2022, basically, for betting on NFL games. And he's back. You know, he's playing this year. So is Pete Rose so different than Calvin Ridley?
You know, I honestly don't think their stories are that different. You know, I don't think Calvin Ridley is going to be breaking any NFL records and, you know, have a Hall of Fame case that Pete Rose may have. But I think, you know, the NFL definitely used Calvin Ridley as an example to show that, you know, if you come close to messing with the gambling waters, you're going to get in trouble. And I think actually that's a rare instance where I'm kind of in agreement with the NFL there.
So Houston, if you were the director of all sports and the commissioner of all sports, would you feel that Pete Rose has served his time and now should be allowed to be back in, which then puts him in the Hall of Fame? Or would you say no forever? Or would you let him die and then put him in the Hall of Fame so he can't screw anything up?
You know, in my opinion, I think he has served his sentence in terms of punishment. And I think it would be good before he, you know, passes away to get him in the Hall of Fame. And I actually feel the same way about the steroid guys as well, just in terms of, I don't think you can show the history of baseball without mentioning Pete Rose, without mentioning Barry Bonds. Those guys that are so integral to the sport. And even if you want to, you know, put an asterisk in there, however you can, that's fine. But they were so important into the story of baseball that you have to show what they accomplished.
That's a great point about the steroid era in baseball. That was an era when the strike hit and we needed something amazing. And it's like, you needed Sosa and you needed Bonds and you needed McGuire to all come out and hit all these home runs to get people interested in the sport. But now we're going, well, since you had all the home runs because you were taking steroids, we're going to make sure you're not allowed in the Hall of Fame, or it's going to be very difficult for you to get in. You're right, Houston. That is very hypocritical. And I stand against it. I'm going to forget about this conversation in 20 minutes, but I stand against it because we should let all the steroid users in if they performed well.
And I think that's honestly like a similar mindset we have to the NIL now, where, you know, when the steroid stories were first breaking in the early 2000s, all of us were, you know, we were at least acted shocked by it. And I think looking back now, a lot of those reactions were probably overreactions, just because we can appreciate now, 20 years back, just how talented Barry Bonds was, how, you know, impressive it was for Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa to go on those home run streaks, you know, and even before the steroid, you know, pop phone Barry Bonds, he probably was still a Hall of Fame player. You know, those guys absolutely, you know, deserve the recognition now. And I think they've more than suffered the consequences. They probably deserve some consequences for, you know, what they were dealing with. But they need to be honored by Major League Baseball, I think.
Yeah, we needed them to do what they did to bring baseball back. And they did, right? It was all over everywhere. It was top of the cycle, new cycle and sports cycle. But now we're punishing them for what we needed them to do. We suck. Yeah, me too. We suck for not being like, we love you, steroids. A couple other things I want to talk about here is San Diego State. Now, what a run. Made it all the way to the end. Didn't win it, but all the way to the end. And now possibly going over to the Pac-12. What are you hearing about this?
Yeah, so, you know, San Diego State was one of those teams that was being looked at by the Pac-12. And, you know, I did a video about this because, you know, I thought you could make the case that San Diego State had more pressure in that tournament than maybe any team in tournament history, just in terms of the fact that the future of their entire program could have very much well been on the line in terms of whether they were not they were going to get in the Pac-12. At, you know, the Pac-12, looking at San Diego State now, I think is very different than looking at San Diego State a few months ago. So you can add a team into your conference that, you know, just made a Final Four, has a lot of, you know, bright future ahead of them. And as San Diego State, you know, the people will make, you know, make fun of the amount that the Pac-12 is making in terms of comparing it to the SEC or the Big Ten. But when you're comparing the amount that Pac-12 makes to the Mountain West Conference, you know, in those smaller level conferences, it's a huge difference. So San Diego State getting Power Five level money injected into their program, you know, they can become a really good football team. They're a pretty decent football team right now, just with, you know, lower level conference funding. You give them Pac-12 funding, I think they can be, you know, a serious team on the level of Utah, you know, those other Arizona State. I think they'll be right in line with those teams. And that's a huge momentum for the San Diego State program. And building off that tournament run, I think it's going to be hard for the Pac-12 to deny them now.
So when you talk about the influx of cash, and, you know, I live in SEC land and my favorite team is an SEC team, and I understand what it can do and what it allows. I mean, facility-wise, coach-wise, you just can kind of go down the line. But what's the difference in Mountain West and Pac-12 money?
So the Pac-12 teams make, you know, somewhere between 30 or 40 million a year right now, and they're going to sign another media contract soon. It's kind of, we don't know yet how much money they'll make, but it'll probably be a little bit more than they're currently making now. Mountain West, you know, teams, they make as little as, you know, 5 million a year.
Dang.
So you think about a six times, you know, annual revenue increase for San Diego State. You know, they can do a ton with that, not just, you know, in terms of the players they can do. They can hire a much higher level of coaches, you know, all across the board, you know, everything that you need to run a football program nowadays. And I think San Diego State, you know, they knew that they were on the precipice of getting invited, joining in. And that's why I said I think San Diego State had as much pressure as any team, because they knew that they could make a name for themselves in that tournament run, and they pulled it off, which is pretty impressive.
I like realignment. I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, I understand it's a business. I think if you get lost and it's not a business, then you start to get sad. But I understand it's a business that I also think is very fun. And so with realignment in the SEC, we have Oklahoma and Texas coming in, not this year, but the next year after that. To you, is that something that you're excited about? And secondly, you know, we've seen kind of the leak. I think when Saban went down for media days, they had who Alabama was supposed to play because Saban was upset. Like, what are you hearing about how these coaches are feeling about it? And have we kind of been told who they're not pods really, but are you in totally that's who each team is playing? Is there specific three?
It seems like the teams now have a pretty decent idea of how the scheduling is going to work. And it seems like, you know, you'll have about two or three teams that you will play every single year. And the problem is, you know, it'll be a good thing for some teams, a good, you know, bad thing for other teams, but they're not going to really keep the annual rivalries that SEC fans have come to know. The big ones like Florida, Georgia, you know, Auburn, Alabama, those will stay. But, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Tennessee, you know, Arkansas, LSU, those games may not happen on an annual basis anymore. And again, you know, you can look at that in a good way or a bad way. I'm all for these conference expansions. I'm really excited for it. And I think it's something that is kind of being under discussed, but college football is going to change so much after this upcoming season. You think this is the last season with four playoff teams. The SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12 are going to look like completely different conferences after this season is over. You know, and even the way the conference championship games are played, you're not going to have an East champion and a West champion playing a championship. It's just going to be the two teams with the best, you know, overall records in conference play are going to be playing in these conference championship games, which means you could get, you know, an Alabama, Auburn, SEC championship game, a Michigan, Ohio State, Big Ten championship game. The ACC is already doing that this year. You know, their conference, you know, sides are out the window. So, you know, you can have FSU Clemson playing an ACC championship game. And these are big time changes that, you know, are going to really affect, you know, how fans view the sport, even how teams play, because, you know, with a 12 team playoff, a lot more teams are going to be really invested in those final games of the year, where now, you know, we come to the last 2 weeks of the season. there's really only six teams that we pay attention to in terms of national prominence. Now, you know, there's so many teams that are going to be trying to get those last few spots. And I think it's going to make a really fun end of November run for college football fans.
Yeah, me too. I'm pumped about it because, again, it gives more programs a reason to be very loud, annoying vocal program. And that's awesome. I always say if I'm annoyed at your team or if I like hate you, not you, Houston, I like you, but like hate you because of your allegiance, that means your team has been beating mine. And like, I can't stand Tennessee. I can't stand the Volunteers. I hate them. Yeah. But I tell them that all the time, that it's a respect thing. Cause if you weren't a thorn in my freaking foot, I wouldn't hate you. I hate the Longhorns. Maybe I just hate orange, guys. You ever think about that? Maybe I just hate the color orange for that reason. But it's, you know, whenever you really despise a team, it's because usually they've gotten the better of you a bunch of times. But this is going to make more programs unbearable for longer. And I'm all for it because that means I'm invested in. I love the 12. Let's go to 16 before we even get the 12 going, I say.
It's going to happen. Yeah, we see that in college basketball over the past 40 years. Teams keep getting added to the tournament. It's going to happen in college football as well.
What do you think? And I got a couple more questions for you, but NIL, you know, as far as what's happening in the NIL space now, and I will tell you that I've done a few NIL deals with players myself. So like I am educated on the process. However, what I probably am not educated enough on is what rules may be put into place soon to kind of corral in the old Wild West right now. Like, what are you hearing NIL wise that somebody could do to just not make this a land of, I'll give you $1 million and literally you got to come and sign a piece of paper. I mean, it's almost, there are no rules at all. What's going to change?
Exactly. And unfortunately, I honestly don't see that changing anytime soon because the NCAA right now is making the same mistake that it's made for the past, you know, 20, 30 years or so, which is they're hoping that, you know, Congress is going to fix all their problems for them. They're trying to go through Congress, through their senators to create, you know, a national NIL bill. And there's just not support for that. And I don't think the NCAA is going to have any success with that. You know, and short of that, the NCAA doesn't seem to have any real interest in creating, you know, NIL barriers themselves. They probably know that, you know, as an institution, they're not powerful enough to keep these NIL deals. And so, you know, I, at this point, I think the NCAA kind of has its hands behind its back. And, you know, we're only going to see these NIL issues grow unless conferences come together, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten decide, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to set these laws ourselves. We don't care what the rest of the NCAA is doing, but we're going to make these laws just for SEC teams, just for Big Ten teams. And, you know, that spurs further points of what people have been saying the future of college football is, which is just the SEC and the Big Ten separating away from the NCAA. And I think that may be the spur of all of this.
And same question about the portal. Again, new-ish. But I feel like there have got to be some sort of rules, especially when it comes to poaching. We saw the, you know, some of the guys that were in the tournament saying we're already being poached and we're still playing in the NCAA tournament. You know, do you see the NCAA or any governing body stepping in and making any new rules about the portal?
I think the transfer portal is one area where that the NCAA actually can, you know, make some changes for the better because on the whole, I think the transfer portal has been a really great thing overall for both football and basketball, and especially for the players as well. We've seen already that, you know, football, they have these transfer windows now, which weren't there before. So you have a couple weeks after the season ends, and we're going to have the transfer portal open back up here in a few weeks after spring practice ends, you know, and that organizes it a little bit. As far as the tampering goes, I don't know how that you're going to settle that issue because if, you know, Nick Saban wants a player that's on a lower level college football team, he's probably going to get the word out to him. You know, that guy probably wants to hear from Alabama himself, you know.
Final question. I've already asked the final. I'm asking the final final. It's a double final. If you were stock marketing these SEC football teams, I assume you're a Bulldog fan. I know where you live. Are you a big Georgia fan?
You know, actually not. I graduated from Florida State, so I'm a Seminole fan at heart. I try to be as impartial as possible, but when it comes to FSU, it's a little tough.
You guys should come to the SEC, too. Like, you guys and Clemson should both just come over and join the fun. Don't you agree?
Your mouth to God's ears. I hope that happens.
So if you were good, then you're not into a team. Stock market up. What SEC team do you look at and go, man, if I were buying right now, that would be the one I would jump into?
You know, I really like LSU. You know, I value bringing back starting quarterbacks. LSU is bringing back a pretty good one. They've got another really good one waiting in the wings. And I think, you know, as much as we all make fun of Coach Kelly down there, I think he's a great college football coach. And, you know, I think LSU is going to be a problem for a lot of teams. Georgia, I don't think I'd buy stock in Georgia just because their stock price is probably more than I could afford right now. But LSU is the team that I'm eyeing. And, you know, with Texas joining the SEC, I think the amount of money that they're throwing into that Texas program, it's almost going to be impossible for them not to be good coming up here in the next few years.
I'm going to start market up South Carolina and Beamer, what they're doing over there. And just in every way, it's just positive, positive, positive. They're getting recruits. I don't think they're going to national championship next year, but, you know, that's a stock that doesn't cost a whole lot that I'd buy right now because it just is continuously gaining value.
Well, you look at how they ended their season. Yeah. Not many teams ended as impressive a season as South Carolina did.
I cursed Clemson. That's why they lost. I got on the air and I cursed Clemson, and that's why Clemson lost South Carolina. Okay, final part of this same question. Who do you sell because stock's going down?
I'm getting a lot of bad vibes out of Gainesville right now. You know, this Gators program, you know, started with their disastrous recruiting pitch to their quarterback. They lost their, you know, big time recruit. They lost a lot of guys that were going to be, you know, starters or potential starters for them to the transfer portal. And Napier, you know, I think he hasn't shown, you know, to be a really bad coach in my mind, but I'm not sold on him being able to build the Florida program into what the fans expect. And if you're not building a immediate championship roster for those Florida fans, they are going to get you pretty quick.
And I sell Tennessee because I hate them. That's all. I just don't want it in my portfolio. I just don't want them. Yeah. And so get rid of it. Okay, listen, everybody. You guys follow on Twitter and TikTok, The Corner Blitz. Houston does great work. I'm telling you, if you're a hardcore sports fan or just a novice, like he does the kind of stuff that's entertaining and interesting and really gets into the weeds on some of this stuff. So go follow The Corner Blitz. Houston, man, keep doing what you do. I love having you on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I always love talking to you.
All right, there he is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Thanks to Houston. Love that dude. I'm sure we'll get him on next couple months again. Reminder, the 25 Whistles brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports and get in on the action. Listen, it's playoff basketball now. And we're going to talk about just the playoffs are set and the play-in games finally. That West, we just had to get that in some sort of condition to even understand what was going on. But it's there. But here we go, the play-in games. Hawks and Heat. Heat -5. Boy, NBA games to me are like NFL games. as in, I never really know. I'm just kind of throwing a dart at a board on NBA games or NFL games. And when I do really know, that's when I really don't know. Just when I'm ever sure know? About it, I'm like, oh yeah, the Colts for sure are going to go. Colts lose by 40. So let me just pick one of these games that I feel good about. So Hawks at Heat, Heat minus 5. Eh. Timberwolves at Lakers. Lakers are 6.5-point favorites. I would just take a Lakers money line.
They're all pretty big spreads,
right? 5, 6.5, 5, and 5. I would go Lakers and Heat money line and leave it at that. You ain't going to make a ton of money on that.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to lose either. Don't listen to me for NBA game betting. Just don't. I tell you, I'm really good at college football. I'm probably average at NFL, NBA below average. Because I have an NBA Sunday ticket, you know.
That's right.
What it's called?
Yeah, well, it's not called that. It's actually called League Pass. I call it NBA Sunday ticket. Bulls at Raptors. Raptors 5-point favorite. Thunder at Pelicans. Pelicans 5-point favorite. I'd like to see the Thunder win the game. I'd like to see the Thunder get in. If you want to take the 25 whistles parlay, which we'd put up, which we're not doing today because I'm not going to give you something I'm not confident. We're not going to give you one of those, but if they have all kinds of parlays, easy bets for you. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. If you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. How are we feeling?
I think we're good.
Okay, so we had in the top 10.
So we had in the top 10, Scheffler.
Where did he finish?
10.
Okay, so far, one for one, baby. Who's top 20?
Top 20 was JT.
Okay, that was Eddie.
That was Eddie.
Who put Scheffler in at 10?
You.
Did
or I? We went off of, who did we talk to last week?
Oh, that was Roddick.
Yes.
Roddick. Put Scheffler in the top 10. So he hit.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas, top 20, did not hit.
Eddie.
I know. I can't really say anything, though, because Jason Day, top 30, tied for 39th.
Kevin.
I know.
And then mine was Spieth, right?
Spieth, top 40. He finished 4th.
Hey, nailed that one, didn't I, babies?
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't hit that.
So we blame Eddie, right?
Yeah, you kind of suck too. But when you said yours, I was like, Jason Day, huh? But then when I was watching Day stay top of leaderboard, I was like, look at Kevin. He knows. Oh, he did. We watched that thing.
He pulled a Kepka.
Bomb out of there. NBA playoffs. They start tomorrow night, unless you're listening to this on Tuesday. Then they start tonight. The Bucks are the favorite to win it all, plus 265. The Celtics at plus 320. The Suns at plus 450. And the Sixers and Warriors at plus 950. I might take some of that Sixers action for plus 950. I don't think they're going to win it, but I'm just playing the odds here. Plus 950 for the Sixers? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was going to say, well, then you said maybe not to win it because I was like, you really trust Embiid?
But I would take him to win it, but just because the odds are, I feel like a plus 950, that's a good bet to make. That if you were to bet it 10 times, one out of those 10 times it hits.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, the odds are great.
And also, you could bet it and they get to the finals. You can just, they got to get through, obviously, Milwaukee, Boston, maybe both, maybe just one. Maybe none if they don't play them and they lose first round. But if they can just get to the finals, just cash out, baby. Take your money. Cash out. You know, they don't got to win at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But the East is going to be hard. I don't know, but Phoenix is going to be tough too. Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be Phoenix and Boston, right?
I'd love to see that.
I know you're a big Celtics guy.
Yeah, I love it.
Or, I mean, it could be Phoenix and Milwaukee. Golden State, though, but I don't know. Tuesday, playing games. Hawks at Heat. Winner plays the Celtics. Loser plays the winner of the Bulls and Raptors, which is another one of those playing games. So if you win it, you're in. Winner plays the Celtics. Congratulations, you just won. Is this the playoffs, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Is the play in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I say yes, it is too. It's the postseason.
Yeah.
And people say that in the NCAA tournament, the round of 68, they call that the NCAA tournament. Those games to get you in the 64.
Yeah.
So this is the playoffs.
Yeah, 100%.
Some people are saying it's not really the playoffs.
If you can lose and go home, I consider it the playoffs.
And do they say that to the 2-11 seeds that are playing in the round of 68? That's not the NCAA tournament. Yes, it is. You're in the tournament, and if you win, you're already bracketed up against the person that's coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it is the playoffs. Hawks and Heat. Winner plays the Celtics. Timberwolves and Lakers. Winner plays Memphis. I think if the Lakers win this, I think they can beat Memphis. I do. I know you're not a believer. You ceilinged them in like what, second round?
Second round. So I do think they could beat Memphis. The only thing is I don't know if they can hang with them night to night
They don't have
that
to.
Athleticism and youth that around. Memphis
They can
has.
Lose a couple.
Yeah. But would I be surprised if they beat them? No, I wouldn't.
Well, no, that's we hate answers like that because it gives you a yes and a no.
Okay.
And if I had a shock, if I were able to take like a little shock collar and strap it to you guys' testicles, and anytime you did something, I was like, that's not cool. I'd shock you on that one. Yes, because that's the poser alert.
Can I do that for fun?
Testicle shocking?
Yeah.
You can do your own.
Okay.
Let us know.
Yeah, get back to us.
So yeah, Tuesday night, those are the games there. Wednesday night, Bulls at Raptors, and you got to win this to go up. Not into the playoffs, but to play the loser that came down from the other game.
Mm-hmm.
Loser gets eliminated, and then 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central, Thunder at Pelicans. Let's go Thunder.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's let the Thunder roll.
Mm-hmm. Little Garth?
I saw that the average age of the Thunder was like 21 and a half. So young. It's like the youngest NBA team. Here we go. Seedings. Cavs and Knicks will play first round. I'm going with the Cavs there, but barely.
It's going to be a fun one.
I agree. Sixers and Nets. The Nets are playing so good. If they beat Philly in round one, that's trouble for everybody that wears a Sixers uniform, including Doc Rivers. He ain't wearing a uniform, but he's over there next to people wearing uniforms.
Absolutely.
But the Nets have been playing so... I mean, they've been so good consistently ever since Kyrie left.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to go with the 76ers. So I got Cavs, Sixers. Celtics are going to beat the Heat-Hawks winner, and the Bucks are going to beat whoever wins that other playing game. Western Conference, Suns and Clippers. That's going to be a Suns win there, as long as KD is healthy enough to make people think he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets so much attention that in order for them to stop the Suns consistently, they're going to have to stop KD. And if he's healthy or they think he's healthy, they're going to have to give him that attention, which opens it up and leaves so much space for everybody else.
Yeah.
Including Booker. Kings and Warriors. That sucks for the Kings.
I know. I feel so bad
for them. I said this a couple weeks ago. It sucks for the Kings. They're finally in. They're a 3 seed, and they got to play the Warriors that are only a 6 because they've had a lot of their guys out all year.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies will play the winner of the Lakers and Pelicans. If it's the Lakers, I'm taking the Lakers over the 2 seed. And the Nuggets will play the winner of the final play-in game. So there you go. It's fun, though. It's fun because LeBron's back in. Love him or hate him, LeBron brings eyeballs. It's fun that Golden State is a 6 seed. It's fun to see the Kings have such a high seed, so it's a little credibility to those guys.
Because
that was such a losing. They were just Loserville, man. Everything about him was Loserville.
Yeah.
You go into the arena, welcome to Loserville, population 5 on our side. It was a bad, bad situation. So super excited to see that. On the East, you got what you expect. Giannis, obviously. The Celtics, who have 2 superstars. The Sixers, this probably the final go at it unless they go at it. I can't see Harden staying if they flame out. I can't see Doc Rivers being kept if they fall round one.
I saw Harden is in the playoffs for the 14th straight time.
14
It doesn't even seem like he's been around
row.
That long. I mean, it seems like he's been around a while, but wow.
You know, speaking of the playoffs, I do see now where the NBA is investigating the Mavericks for sitting folks and then also pulling Luka like first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Early second.
Yeah, like right at the first quarter. I'm cool with teams tanking. It's strategy. Competition has as much strategy as it is anything else. Now, if it were an owner who was tanking or an owner was doing something, getting bad players because he didn't want to pay, that's one thing to me because you're not giving your fans a fair chance. But if you feel like for your fans, the most fair chance at a championship is getting a better draft pick and you're going to go full Lucky Charms, then I get it. Now, let me tell you about Lucky Charms. When I ate my Lucky Charms, ate all the oats first, ate the marshmallow second so I could have my prize at the end. Some people take the spoon and they have balance in their life. They take the spoon, they go, oats, marshmallows all together. Not me. I will suffer through the oats. And at the end, have all marshmallows. And is it a little too sweet sometimes? Yes. But that's okay. But I'll go full oats, a little bit of marshmallows that are all clumped together at the very end. And if your basketball team or your football team But you're not really baseball because the draft's a different situation there. But if they want to lose in order to have a strategic advantage to get better faster, I got no problem with that. Especially if there are no real rules against it. What they've tried to do to stop tanking is make it all percentage-based. So if you're the number one losing team, you don't automatically get the first pick. It's all percentage-based. Well, you got a 12% chance. And so do other teams who didn't finish as bad as you. But what happened was, Kyrie Irving didn't play. Hardaway Jr. didn't play. Josh Green didn't play. Christian Wood didn't play. All these people aren't playing on Friday. Luka goes in, and you know why I think he went in? I don't know this for sure. But where is he from? Whatever it was, they were having like an appreciation for like the people, like his folks.
Really?
Yeah, they came from that country.
Slovenia, I think.
I think that's what it was. I think it was Slovenia Appreciation Night. I'm not kidding. Look that up, make sure I'm not crazy. It was some sort of appreciation night. I think the only reason he played. And then he came out of the game. And so had they won that game, they would have been in as the 10 playing for that spot to get that 8.
You were correct. The second annual.
It was. Yeah. That's the only reason he played.
Wow.
So what are they going to do? They're not going to win. So let's say they get the 10. Let's say they win the play-in to get to the 8. All they're doing is making their draft pick worse. They're not going to win the title. So I'm totally down. I'm good. As long as your team isn't trying to cut budget so the owner doesn't have to pay. Cuban, you know, wants to win. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Whenever they missed that shot at the end of the game, because Dallas had a chance to win at the end of the game, went off the side of the backboard, and then you see Cuban, his hands are in his head. You're like, bro, you're just covering your face because you're smiling.
Exactly.
You're covering your face because you're sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have no problem with tanking. If it's strategy, every game we play, we have some sort of strategy with it. Mm. This is part of it. Mm-hmm. The Rudy Gobert, Kyle Anderson, I don't know, finger quotes fight was hilarious, especially now that you know what they said. Because if I feel like Kyle Anderson said to Rudy Gobert, block some shots. They said some bad words. I'm trying to remember this because I don't think I have it down. And then Kyle Anderson said to Rudy Gobert, and the B word was thrown around, won't you get a rebound? And then Gobert, who's 94 feet tall, long swing, woo, at him, hit him in the shoulder. But they sent Gobert home, like a kid who got in trouble.
I know.
Kid who got in trouble at recess, fighting with somebody. Time to go home.
It was great.
Kyle Anderson stayed in the game. Gobert apologized. He even put up the picture of who got in the fight with the Warriors?
Draymond.
Draymond and Jordan
Poole.
Poole, yes. Yeah. He put the picture of Draymond. Anyway, I don't know about the Timberwolves.
Did you also see Jaden McDaniels, the other guy that he left the game where he got pushed or into the locker room and he punched something and broke his hand?
Oh, he broke his hand. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, that's a disaster.
What a day.
The Warriors set an NBA record of 55 points in the first quarter versus the Blazers. They won 158-101. Klay Thompson dropped 5 three-pointers in the first 5 minutes of the game. He had 20 points in 22 minutes. Thompson joined Curry and Harden as the only players to hit 300-plus three-pointers in a single season. That's pretty awesome. They have the sixth seed.
Warriors.
So no play-in game. Can they come out of the West? Yes or no?
Yeah. I always say yes to them.
I think if they... Because obviously you have to win your first round, but I think what actually is advantageous to them is they're playing a really good team first. So if they win this round, they're not having to pop up and play the one. They'll have to play the two.
Mm-hmm.
Because 1-4-2, but still before that, you're going to 8. So 1-8-2-7-3-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
4-5. If they beat that 3, they're basically the 3 then. They would play the 2. So that means, count it down with me, from the West, one is
Denver.
So they're not playing Denver.
No.
They're going to play the two, which will be either Memphis or the Lakers.
But if the Lakers win. Yeah.
Let's just say it's Lakers. Okay. Let's say they play the Lakers or Memphis. I would much rather play the Lakers or Memphis than Denver or the Suns. If they win the first round, mm-hmm. I think they got a better mm-hmm. second round draw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But it also depends on who wins, what the Lakers win.
You heard what I said. Lakers, yeah. Hey.
All in on the Lakers.
You heard what I said. Tyreek Hill says he'll retire after his contract ends. Hey, that's always easy to say when you're in a new contract. I've done this myself a few times. Oh, I'm signing a big deal here. I'm out after this one. Yeah, about 3/4 of the way through. You got a lifestyle. You also got some things you want to build. You want to. It ain't so easy. Yeah. But he says he's planning to retire at the end of his deal. He says 2025, final season. Thing is, though, he's also 31 years old, so he'll be 34, 35 or so.
He'll be 31.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
He's only.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he's not retiring. Mark it down. Put this in the notes of my predictions.
Yeah.
He won't retire. He'll be too young.
Yeah.
ODB signing a one-year deal with the Ravens, which so does that mean that Lamar's coming back? Are they close? Is that what you see? I saw a FaceTime of those two talking.
Yeah, and then they were at the club last night together.
Right. So everything about that says that Lamar should be coming back, and they got him to make Lamar happy because they're not giving Lamar exactly what Lamar wants, but they're going to still really make him feel real special.
By overpaying for OBJ?
Well, $15 million guaranteed. I thought it would be 11 or 12. I think I said that here. Mm-hmm. I did not think they'd give him 20, but it's worth up to $18 million with incentives. But $15 million guaranteed. The Ravens had been in contact with, you know, ODB, OBJ since last year. I think ODB, baby, I got your money. Since OBJ, since last year, yeah. But he just hasn't played. I mean, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
But so has Lamar. Maybe that's why they bond.
They go to the same physical trainer.
Maybe they just hung out.
Physical therapy.
And they're like, hey, why are you here? Me too. We should be on the same team.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The pitch clocks made a big impact on dead time in baseball games. I saw one game went an hour and like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like a 1-0 game or 2-1 game. I'm not even sure which one it was. It went an hour and 50 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. I saw Air, the movie, about an hour and 50 minutes.
Wow.
It was awesome.
It was great, by the way.
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
Freaking amazing. Amazing if you're a sports person.
Yeah.
Or you, it's like the history of Nike, basically. Although, Mike, didn't you think they made Phil Knight kind of dopey?
Very dopey.
Really?
A little bit cheesy.
Like, if that's really how Phil Knight is, then I'm sure there's something to it. Because Ben Affleck's not just going to... Because the movie wasn't really cheesy.
No, just his character was. Him going for a run, coming back.
Yeah, just Phil Knight seemed like a real, like, dopey kind of dude.
Really?
I'm sure brilliant in his own ways. Because you don't build that. But it was just a running shoe company. They didn't have any basketball players that were any good. I'm not going to spoil it. But the guy they end up getting ends up being a pretty good basketball player.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder who it is.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. But I give you he wore number 23.
Oh,
I don't. Don't say. Okay. Don't spoil it for
us. All right.
Don't spoil it. But yeah, the pitch clock, man, it's been crushing as far as games are ending a little quicker. And the league batting average is up. And that's what you want. Quicker games, more action. If you can get them both at the same time, that's amazing. League batting average is almost 250 this year. It was 232 at this point last year. More steals. 81% of the steal attempts have been successful. Let's go. We want runs on the board.
Let's go.
We're in the quarterback era in the NFL because we're scoring points. Mm-hmm. We want runs. The average time of a baseball game is down 25 minutes across the board. The average length of all games is 2.5 hours. There have been only 4 games this season that have exceeded last season's average. So only 4 that exceeded the average of last year. And here we go. Marlins and Twins, 1-0, hour and 57 minutes. Boom.
Sign me up.
That is it. And that is it for this show. Thanks to Houston Barber for coming on. Thanks to Reed, who's now running our video since Eddie is out. So yeah. Reed's trying to do 2 things. I'm like, Reed, what do you think? It's like, well, I don't. That's him messing with the cameras, too, at the same time. He's learning.
Mm-hmm.
Reed, how was your day?
It was incredible, yeah. It was good. I got back super late last night, but I got some good rest and finished some work this morning, and here we go.
Yeah, I kind of meant, how was your day here on the show, but I like that you gave me the whole Easter weekend trip. It's good. Where'd you go for Easter?
I went back home to Arkansas, saw the family, ate some good food. Most families, usually cook, but my family, we ordered Mexican food. But it was incredible. It was good.
Well, Mike's family also had Mexican food.
Yeah, we just call it food, though.
Yeah, it's just like, it is what it is. Final thought, Kevin.
Mine is going to be on, I know we don't talk about hockey, we haven't yet, but I'm not a huge hockey guy. I don't think about hockey.
Yeah, me either.
But, these Bruins just set the NHL record yesterday. They won 63 games. I've seen them play a couple times. I saw them here against the Preds in person. I don't know a lot about hockey, but they are damn good, and they're fun to watch. I will watch in the playoffs. I usually do every year, and then especially them being good, it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I know nothing about hockey. I've been to a couple games, but I've really only been to one to watch the actual hockey. Because I went on the broadcast once. I was like a commentator for here, and I don't know crap about hockey.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't calling any of the game. But I went to a game. I watched maybe like game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It was the Preds here in Nashville and the Pittsburgh Penguins. We got beat, and it was ugly. And I was like, all right, that does it for me.
That's it.
I'm out of here. I'm checking out on this one.
It is fun to go in person, though.
I do want to say, too, my final thought was I just like to compliment anybody that has anything to do with the coverage of the Masters, because I could basically watch any hole. I could, if I just put in a little effort, follow almost any golfer I wanted, but just knowing where they were on the course. Because on the ESPN side of things, they would have Amen Corner. They'd have hole 3, 4, 5, 6. They'd have specific groups with specific. It was just easy. I have YouTube TV as kind of my main TV spot too. So right beside each other, Golf Channel, ESPN. The coverage was awesome. For an event that's so old and it's all tradition and it's like Fogey Central, like they're really like progressive on making sure we can see the whole thing. It's pretty cool, so I like to shout them out. That's my final thought. I love that. I love the Masters. I think it's so much fun. Glad to see Tiger make the cut. Sad to see him hurt his foot or just not want to play anymore because it was raining. I felt that too. I was limping around too when it was raining.
Yeah.
I tried to pull out of our game with Eddie and I out of the course. It was muddy. And he was like, you can't quit, dude. You can't withdraw.
Didn't work.
It wasn't a tournament. And secondly, just get in the car and go home. I was like, oh, I should probably withdraw. He was like, no.
Come on, Eddie.
Reed, do you have a final thought?
Yeah, so I'm going to skip all the way to this coming up weekend. It's going to be my birthday weekend, so I'm going to try to play a little golf and get back to swinging my baby clubs before I order the new ones. Because I played this last weekend, and I don't know if I was psyching myself out because I knew that I needed longer clubs now.
How tall are you?
6'2". You said 6'3".
He's 6'3".
At least.
Yeah. I mean, he slouches, so that may make him 6'2", but he's 6'3".
As he tries to straighten up.
Yeah.
I'm bad about it, but I'll take it, yeah.
Well, you guys, thank you. Follow 25 Whistles on Instagram, and we will, and on TikTok, right, Reed?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Reed runs those. And we're TikTok. Done. We're done. Blow the whistle, Kevin. See you guys later this week. Theme song written by Bobby Bones and performed by Brandon Ray. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. Thanks to our crew, segment producer at Kickoff Kevin, video producer at Reed Yarberry, and executive producer at Mike Destro. But most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones. We'll talk to you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.